Also on our radar this morning is the developments in China. There's just no let up in the crisis following that massive earthquake this week. A dam devastated the region, and the devastated region of Sichuan required repairs by Chinese troops. Today, the death toll rose to over 19,500 people. Chinese media still reporting at least 26,000. Others are buried. Chinese people around the world have been frantic for information about loved ones or just mourning for their country. They're trying to find out what's happening, and they've found a community online, many posting on the BBC's Chinese language website. Brett Yip is an online news producer there. Brett, thanks for joining us. And are most people wanting information? Are they providing information? What's happening in this online community?
Both happened. Most of the emails that we've received so far are from the Chinese diasporas around the world, and particularly in Europe and in North America. Some of them have shown their concern about their loved ones and their families and friends living in China, living in the earthquake zone. And some of them are saying, well, this is the biggest natural disasters probably ever happen in modern days to China. And this is the moment that Chinese government and Chinese people should put aside any of their differences and pull together and help the victims.
Britt, what is the scale of the information that's coming in? I mean, China has an enormous population, of course, and there are expatriates all over the world. I mean, you're seeing information on all kinds of channels. Oh, how big of a wave is this?
So far, well, since Monday evening, London time, we have received, in our Chinese website, we have received more than 600 emails. And on the English websites, they have received more than 1,100 emails. Most of them are basically talking about their concern for how the government is going to help so many victims, and also how they're going to react to this massive scale
Britt,
of disaster.
Could you actually share one of the emails with us,
yes,
one or two of them?
Yes, one of these emails from a Chinese student living in Seattle. He said, I would like to show my great sympathy and grief for the people living in the earthquake zone, and we hope the government would do their utmost best to help them, and also the international world will help them. Another one from Sydney. This one is a Chinese migrant in Sydney, and he said, well, I have been trying for the past 2 days to try to get hold of my friends and families in Chengdu, which is the capital of Sichuan province, but the communications doesn't seem to be back on normal, and I am very worried. I have grave concern for two of my cousins living very close to the epicenter. And there is another email from a Taiwan student. He is living in London, and he says, this is the time that Chinese communities around the world should pull together, and also it is the moment for the Chinese and the Taiwanese government to put aside their political differences and to help to save as many lives as possible.
Certainly an online community in the wake of this terrible and devastating earthquake in China. Britt Yip, BBC Radio online news producer, we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Now we have more headlines from Femi Oke.
It is 20 minutes to the hour. Triple A say that the...
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.